A company called Pyro Spectaculars will put on the show. Jim Souza runs the company based in Rialto, California. He says the pandemic has hit his company hard. Most of their shows are on the 4th of July, but this year, many have been canceled.
Yeah, normally we'd be doing about 400. We're still hoping to maybe do 100.
And now, one of those 100 will be at Mount Rushmore. President Trump says he plans to attend the event on July 3rd, and Jim Souza says he's pleased to have the work.
I know that everyone, you know, has been cooped up with this COVID. It's a terrible disease out there, but everybody does want to celebrate, and we're fortunate that we're going to kick it off on July 3rd.
Souza's company won the contract from the South Dakota Department of Tourism. The contract calls for up to $350,000. SDPB asked the tourism department about the funding source. Spokeswoman Caitlin Richter says they're still working that out. The fireworks show will be the first at Mount Rushmore in more than a decade. The National Park Service stopped allowing fireworks there because of problems. Embers were starting fires in the surrounding Black Hills National Forest. Chemicals in the fireworks were polluting water, and debris from the fireworks lingered on the ground. Souza says his company will keep embers in a fallout zone that firefighters will monitor. He says there are fewer harmful chemicals in fireworks than in years past, and he says the contract requires a thorough cleanup.
We're a company that respects our environment, and we design products that can work with that.
Workers will use a cable to hoist fireworks material up the mountain. An online lottery will distribute 7,500 tickets for the show at recreation.gov. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.